A day like today just reminds us once again of what we've lost. And it hits home again that we still up to now do not know why our father died. Why are we still waiting for a report? Why is the government not giving us that report?
You've had 21 years to try and find out.
Yes, but it seems to us, the families, that the government appears to hope that if we don't make enough noise, if we don't talk about it, then it will just fade away. But 21 years on does not make them any less dead. You know, last year I graduated from my university at Middlesex. And the only thing that I could think of was that my father is not there. And I was angry, and we're still angry. Why are we not getting this report? If it is not their fault, if they had nothing, if they played no part in it, why are they not telling us? Why are they not releasing that report? We need to know. And that's the only way we're going to get closure.
Some people would say, look, it's more than 20 years. Isn't it time that you accept that your father, he was a great footballer, a national hero in Zambia, he's gone. Should you not just move on now?
No. Because it is one thing for somebody looking on to say, well, it's been 21 years, get over it. But not for us. Every day is a reminder. Every day I look at my brother who looks like my father is a reminder that my father is not here. And it hurts every day that I do not know why my father is dead. 21 years, 41 years, 50 years, and I will still feel this hurt. Even if I die, my children, our children, will fight to know why our father died, why their grandfather died.
Diana, I wonder if I can ask you, I mean, obviously the emotion is so high, we can feel it here in the studio. And I wonder, you know, having had people like Kalusha Bwalya, who was the captain, I believe, at the time, who's now the head of the FA, what difference does having him at the helm, what difference does that make to having your demands answered?
You would think that with him having lost friends on that plane, that maybe we would get the answers faster, maybe he would push for us. But that is not happening. We're no closer now than we were 21 years ago to knowing what happened.
How do you feel about football? I mean, Zambia won the Africa Cup of Nations in 2012. Were you celebrating along with other Zambians?
I was crying. Because to answer your question, I hate football. It's a reminder of what we've lost. And I do not even want to think about it. Watching them win was just a painful reminder for us that our father is not here, that we still don't know why he's not here with us.
You do know that many people in Zambia still hold your father and all the rest of the team members, even when we were reporting on the death of Dennis Liwewe, who announced and made so many reports about the team. We had so many, you know, messages of support for the slain team. You do realise they're still very, very, very close to people's hearts in Zambia.
And we are so grateful to that. And that support has meant a lot to us. But what support we would like is from the government themselves. I mean, even today, where are they at the memorial service? It's like 20 years on, yes, we've done our job. You know what? Now it's entirely up to you. That is not fair. They don't want to tell us what happened and they can't be bothered to turn up. How does that work?
Very briefly, is that not a way to advance the legacy of your father, to fall in love with football, embrace the game, as it were?
I would have fallen in love with football if I knew why my father died. I cannot think of the game without thinking of what it cost us. And that, for me, is just enough to not ever want to think about football.